Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and a grant from the Duluth Public Arts Commission. I'm your host, Maya Morton. Radio Gallery is celebrating Women's History Month with women artists as our guests all month long. This week, we continue with Artists in the Warm member exhibition on display through March in the Northeast Minneapolis Grain Belt Bottling House. In the spectrum of artists, metal artist Paula Jensen from Guthrie, Minnesota, falls on the side of more useful art. Paula works from her home studio, Earth Eagle Forge, in northern Minnesota, creating sculpture, furniture, jewelry, and architectural pieces like gates and railings. In fact, she creates most any metal item that we use, but hers are way more interesting. Her work is often inspired by the natural world, from vine-like arbors to little sculpted frogs jumping off chairs, so light and lively you forget they're made from the unforgiving material of metal.
My name is Paula Jensen, and my medium is metal.
Tell me, how are you involved with the Warm Gallery?
I found them on the internet, and I'm a first-time member for the first, I signed up just this year, so I haven't really been too involved in it. This is my first exhibition with them.
So you have a piece in the upcoming exhibition?
Yes, I do. It's my hand sculpture. I call it We Sow Our Own Seeds. It's kind of unique. It's about 11 inches tall. It's not very big. It's a really unique piece, I think. As far as how did I get into it, I blame it on my husband. I started off as a painter, and my paintings were not selling. And he's a fabricator. For 30 years, he's been fabricating in metal. So he said, try this. The majority of men are really great when it comes to women in working in metal. So he taught me how to weld and work at the forge, and it just kind of took off. It's taken over. I still like to paint, but it's kind of taken a backseat to the metal work. People want to know how I got into this, and I really say it was my husband who got me into this. I credit him with a lot.
Do you ever combine a painting in with your metal work? Do you have painted pieces as well?
Well, I have. I've done that for commissioned work. I did a set of bar stools for a gentleman who wanted me to paint a pine branch on the backrest. So I have combined the two, but not very often. I've always been drawing or doodling. This is just what I was meant to be, I think. If I'm not doing some sort of artwork or working with my hands, I get depressed. It's just something I have to do. I talk with my hands. I talk with my work. I'm not very graceful verbally, but I think I have a lot to say when it comes to working with my hands.
What's the name of your founder, your forge?
My business? My business,
yes.
Is Earth Eagle Forge. It's E-A-R-T-H, eagle, like a bald eagle, and then forge, F-O-R-G-E.
So you spend a lot of time in the shop?
Yeah, I do. At least 5 to 6 hours a day.
Tell me just a little bit about what your studio looks like.
It's a mess. It's usually a mess, and I think I've outgrown my shop. It's just too small at this point. I don't clean up the shop until I'm done with a project, and when I have several projects running together, then seriously, it is an extreme mess. We're 15 miles south of Bemidji. Everything I do is one of a kind. I design for my clients. I think my website will explain quite a bit if they just want to go to my website.
Again, the Warm Member exhibit is up through March in Minneapolis's Grain Belt Bottling House in Northeast Minneapolis. Links at KUMD.org. Just click on Arts. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Liz Peterson and Maya Morton. Music by Willie Murphy, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior. For more information about Warm or the work of Paula Jensen and the Earth Eagle Forge, all those links are at KUMD.org. Just click on Arts. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Morton. Thanks for listening.